Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some farming news, offer some gardening tips, along with covering some extension news. But first, for today's Did You Know? That there are 6 different classifications of wheat that is grown around the world, and hard red winter wheat is the most in Kansas? 93% of Americans eat at least 1 pizza per month. The first bagel was rolled into the world in 1683. Before 1930, all bread was sliced the old-fashioned way, by hand, and approximately 12 million tortillas are consumed yearly in the U.S. One bushel of wheat makes 42 pounds of pasta. That's 210 servings of spaghetti. Globally, wheat contributes more total protein to humans than any other food. Also, cereal proteins account for the major proportion of dietary protein intake globally. And lastly, wheat has between 164,000 to 334,000 individual genes, whereas humans only have 20 to 25,000. In my farming news, I have 20 different varieties of wheat planted at the Golly Plot, and it's just a little east of 22nd Avenue and Cherokee Road. That's close to Mound Ridge, just north of the interstate on the Galva Mound Ridge Blacktop. Neil Golly and his family have helped with the McPherson County Wheat Plot now for 41 years, and I want to thank him for that. Please plan to drive by and check out the plots. The Inman and Marquette plots will be planted shortly. In my gardening news, here are some tips for preparing your lawnmower for winter. While taking care of a home lawn can be time-consuming, but also rewarding for many homeowners, as the mowing season comes to an end, it is important to service mowers before storing them for winter. Make sure you drain the gas tank of gasoline-powered engines or use a gasoline stabilizer. Untreated gasoline becomes thick and gummy. Spark plugs should be replaced. Before putting in a new one, place a few drops of oil inside the hole to lubricate the cylinder. Battery terminals usually corrode during the season, so they should be cleaned with a wire brush before being removed and stored for the winter. If you remove your battery, be sure to place it in a protected location from the winter. A cold basement works best. Check for major blade damage and replace what can't be fixed, and remove the grass and debris from the underneath side of the deck. Following these steps can help you better prepare your mower for winter storage and also save you some steps in coming spring. In my extension news, the extension office offers many diagnostic tests one can get done. We do rent out our soil probe, and we can send in samples for soil testing. We offer insect identification along with plant and weed identification and plant disease diagnostics. The extension office can send samples off for water analysis and grain germination and analysis. In addition, we can get analysis of hay and other forages for nitrates, protein levels, and moisture, along with the rental of our hay probe. We also have radon kits, along with Neutroleum Alpha agent that helps get rid of bad odors. We have daily and weekly rental of live traps, and we also have a new vaccine cooler to ensure that our vaccines are kept safe while working livestock. Stop by the office and sign out one of our tools for you to use. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everybody can get out and spend some time outside this weekend.